أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئون والنصارى من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 69 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the follies, the weaknesses of the Yahud, the Ahli Kitab. And after this verse also, Allah Ta'ala continues to speak about it. One would have got the impression, if a Kitabi was reciting the Quran, he may have thought, or he could have thought, that all is lost, there is no way I can make amends, and there is no way I can come back towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, a similar verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the midst of the discussion of the Ahli Kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed there also a very similar verse, the same theme. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Certainly those who have brought iman, here referring to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mu'mineen, the muslimin, that they have brought iman in the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded them to bring iman. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom iman had become the criterion of iman, and then thereafter the ummah follows that criteria that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had set down for the sahaba. وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, and those who had become Yahud, in other words the Yahudi, وَالصَّابِئُونَ, and the Sabians. With regards to the Sabians, there is no clear-cut definition as to who this community, this nation was. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahumullah has given different interpretations from different ulama with regards to who the Sabians were. The salient features amongst them is that they were either a nation that worshipped the angels, and or they were a nation that followed the Zabur of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, or they were a community of people that had a mixture of Christianity, Yahudiyat, Judaism, and also fire worshipping. So there are other interpretations also, but this gives us some clarity that there is no clarity in who the Sabians or the Sabi'un are, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of them, one Nasara and the Nasara, those that brought iman in Sayyidina Isa wa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions these groupings of people, and included in this will be every other group, whether it is an atheist, whether it is a fire worshipper, whether it is a person that worships anything else, whoever the mushrikeen, all of them have been included in all of this, that whoever you are, whatever your previous backgrounds be, man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir, is that person who brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal yawmil akhir, and the day of qiyamah. Here Allah ta'ala sufficed on bringing iman in these two aspects of imaniyat. Otherwise, in the other verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has elucidated and Allah Ta'ala has clarified. It is not only these aspects, but it is billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi and so forth. So hence, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly brings the two very important aspects of imaniyat, very important aspects of our aqidah, our belief. In other words, they believe fully, like how we are supposed to believe in all that our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought. And then don't stop at iman. Many of us say iman is in my heart, my deen is in my heart, and then we put a full stop to it. That is not the end of our deen. Wa amila saliha, they practice righteously. Righteous practice is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to practice. And how Allah Ta'ala commanded us in the Quran Sharif via our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one important aspect of amal-e-saliha, righteous practice, is we do it with ikhlas, We do it with sincerity. We do it lillahiyat, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then whoever you are, whatever you were, whatever your background was, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Then there will be no fear upon them, and nor would they grieve, nor would they be sorrowful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us straight to the scene of Qiyamah. That when man stands in Allah, front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is in actual fact the ultimate goal and aspiration of a believer, that on that day when we stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, there is absolute and complete success. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us all Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning whatsoever. We often say this, that one is our ill deeds, but leave our ill deeds aside. Even our good deeds are not worthy of placing in the courts of Allah Ta'ala. So without any hisab, any kitab, Allah Ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus. So here Allah Ta'ala now paints that picture, that this is how you should aspire to be in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So it is immaterial whether a person was from the background of Yahudiyat, Judaism, Christianity, a mushrik, a fire worshipper, idol worshipper, whoever. So long as they now turn away from it and they turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat in complete and total iman. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will embrace whoever turns towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of fortifying, strengthening our iman, correcting our iman, to believe in the right way, the way we are supposed to believe, and how we are supposed to believe. Everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to us, insofar as imaniyat is concerned, insofar as amal is concerned, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.